Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Tabor Pepper is good enough to join us on the Popper and Lund Show. Greg Papa, Tim Ryan, John Lund with you. Tabor, congratulations. And just tell us about your thoughts. The snap was just a smidge high, but considering all the conditions, you had to be really pleased with it. And Mitch doing his job and Robbie drilling it. So take us back, because you were a big part of, I think, what we're going to say is the biggest field goal in the history of this franchise to date.
Oh, I appreciate that. And way to add some weight to that for me, Greg. I mean, I guess I'll just take you through my thought process through that last like 2 minutes. But as everybody knows, you know, Green Bay beat us during our home opener this year. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers with 37 seconds left, that's never a good sight to see. But when we got that ball back and we kind of hit the 2 minute mark, I turned to Mitch and I said, Kyle isn't going to let what happened to us last time happened again. Like, we're ending with the ball in our hands, and it's going to come down to you, me, and Robbie. And then I kind of just walked away and let him be with himself. But, yeah, that handoff
good
to
idea.
Juice, that handoff to Juice bounced a little bit to the outside, which I know Robbie wanted it down the middle, but it actually helped me out a lot because one of the most important things for an NFL kicking operation is the snapper and the holder being exactly 8 yards apart. So it was kind of nice, but there was a little bit of panic. I had to find the hashes, and you guys saw the field. It was covered in snow. Yep. It was the end of the fourth quarter. It was beat up. I could barely see the hashes, and I was standing right over them. So I had to figure out where the ball was in accordance to the hash, and then tell Mitch where to line up from there, just because it was so difficult to see. So that actually helped me take my mind off of, you know, the moment and how big it was, because I had to find that 8 yards so I could time up the revolutions to give Mitch perfect laces. Like you said, it was a little high. Mitch actually likes the snaps. You know, if it's going to be high or low, he'd rather it towards his face mask. And like I said, I'm glad I figured out the yard line because the laces were perfect. He didn't have to move it once he set the ball down and, you know, drained it. So that was kind of my thought process through that whole last 2 minutes.
That's that Michigan State education, Tabor.
Hey, baby, you know how it goes.
Yeah. Dude, would you clock on the GPS running to get that football? You were all over it.
You know, some people on Twitter had me at 4.2, 4.3. I think in my pro day I ran like a 4.9, so I think I've developed some speed. Dustin Perry helped me develop some speed since I've been here.
It's the hair, man. You got the best hair on the team.
I appreciate it.
Hey, how about special teams? And Pop called it right in terms of what that field goal meant. And this is the first time since 1972 the 49ers have scored a special teams touchdown in the playoffs. Yeah. And man, was it a big one. And just – because you're in those special teams meetings, and you know, the special teams with Tower have been maligned a lot, you know, this year with some of the coverage challenges and some of the return challenges. The kicking operation has been solid, you know, with the exception of losing Robbie in that game. But to be able to do what special teams did, the blocked field goal, great job by Jordan Willis swiping the arm of the tight end down so Jimmy could jump the hoop. Then Jordan on a return call is able to bull rush the center and get the only touchdown scored in the football game. You know, A.J. Dillon hurt on a kick return when Nazaccia just was able to pile drive him. Debo's 45-yard return to start the third quarter when he ran over King. I mean, you could really sense the impact the special teams had on this game and just talk about Tower a little bit, and for all you guys, how rewarding it was. And there's more to go now, but to be able to walk off that field in that moment in on that stage with how big that game was in those elements, and to be able to achieve what you guys achieved.
Yeah, I think kind of what you mentioned, I've tried to keep earmuffs on when it comes to special teams media coverage, whether it's bad or good, just because I'm trying to go out and do my job. But I got to hand it to Jordan Willis. Every week I do a snapper write-up on the opposing snapper, and one of the things that I highlighted in red was how long their snapper holds his eyes underneath, you know, after he's finished with the snap. The ball's already left his hands. There's nothing else he can do to help the snap, but some snappers like to watch their snap go into the punter's hands, and you just can't do that in the NFL, and Jordan took amazing advantage of that. I hope he read my scouting report, but that's exactly why he was able to do that. It's because their snapper was looking through their legs a little bit too long and didn't get his head up fast.
Steven Wordle, who replaced Hunter Bradley middle of the year. So that was huge.
How about when he swiped the arm of Dean Lowry so Jimmy could jump the hoop? How impressive was that on the field goal block?
I mean, that's all about timing and experience. And, you know, Jordan for a while has been a silent contributor, but I think he's really made a lot of noise this year. And I'm super, super proud of him.
Were you a little worried about Mitch not playing in cold weather? You're Michigan State. You get cold weather. Robbie, of course, has played in a lot of cold weather. I think you guys had a big impact on him on really what to wear, how to dress, how to stay warm, because obviously he ended up doing a great job.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Yeah, it was a conversation all week. It really, I've got to be honest, man, specialists spend a lot of time on the sidelines, so Mitch and I really put in some minutes on those heated benches. Sometimes during the game, I would look at the attendant who was, you know, adjusting the gas, and I'd be like, come on, pump this up. What are you doing, man? You're trying to get us cold? I didn't know if the Packers had a mole anywhere. But, yeah, I think the conversation all week was, you know, how many layers? What are you going to do pregame? Are we going to keep the warm-up shorter? But it's just a culmination of a lot of things. And at the end of the day, Mitch might not have a lot of experience in the cold, but he's a baller, so he will be able to perform under any conditions.
Yeah, and this game we're going inside a dome, so we're not going to have to worry about it.
Yeah.
So let's flash ahead. Yeah. And it's remarkable to hear you talk. And we studied the game as much as anybody, but the scouting report you had on their long snapper and how that may have turned the season around, that's the biggest block in the history of the 49ers. It just speaks to you know, how much time you put into your profession, not just to do it, but to prepare to do it. It's amazing. All right, the challenge in this game, completely different. Matt Gay's a Pro Bowl kicker. The guy has been just outstanding. They have Johnny Hecker as a punter. Brandon Powell has taken over as their special teams guy as far as returning kicks and punts. Just give us a little scouting report on what you have in the NFC title game, Tabor.
You know, obviously I can't give away too much, but limiting their return game, you know, you can – a good way to get ahead of any team whatsoever, not just the Rams, is limiting their return game on special teams and making sure that field is as long as possible. For anyone who wants to step up their football knowledge game, if you guys are able to find the numbers on what the percentage of – you know, scoring drives are based on starting field position. It's really amazing, and it opens up the game and allows people to really see how much strategy is involved. You know, starting from behind your 10 rather than the 30-yard line there's about a 20% difference in possibility of scoring in that. And so I think that's the biggest thing, is making sure the field is as long as possible for Matt.
I think it was Atlanta, and there was a stat out, and I'm sure you remember it, and it was if Atlanta starts their drive inside of their own 23-yard line, they were like 0 for 23 in points.
It was something insane. And then even if they got to their own 30, it was still like 17.4% or something like that. It's nice to have that in your head. Obviously, players make plays, and teams can overcome that. But it is nice to know where you stand in terms of your opponent's field position.
Why is this team, Tabes, and you were here last year, and the whole, you know, the way kicked out of your own house and down to Arizona, I don't know how much that played a role in what's happening this year, but in your mind, and you've been around the league, why is this team so damn good on the road?
Honestly, my favorite thing about a lot of our road games have been on the central time zone or East Coast, and we leave on Fridays those weeks. And I think having, you know, even though guys do their own thing on Saturday, if we travel Friday, I think being in the same hotel, if you want to hang out with your boys, you can. Sometimes Robbie and I grab dinner on that Saturday night or like lunch if we have some time during the day. But making sure you're close to all your boys, I think that plays a huge part in it.
And the team is going to L.A. Friday night, which is highly unusual for a trip to L.A. We normally go on Saturday, so that may be able to help. Tabor, you've been amazing. I just want to ask you one other thing before we let you go, as it relates to the biggest field goal in the history of the franchise. And Mike Kofler made some big ones, and Ray Wershing. But to beat the Packers, to eliminate them in a game like that, in those conditions, amazing. I was told before the game, and I'm sure it came from Robbie and all the research he does, that the longest kick ever made in the playoff game in Lambeau's history was 47 yards. So I was looking at that 28-yard line, you know, 27-yard line right around there to get inside of there where you got 8 yards back plus the 10, the 18 to get the 45. But then Robbie was talking about the wind, and he would have kicked one well beyond 50, I think he was saying. So as that drive commenced and Kyle managed it so beautifully, what was the yard line you were thinking of that you needed to get to make a kick there?
Greg, do you know the difference between a long snap on an extra point and a long snap on a 54-yard field goal?
On a 54-yard field goal?
Yeah, do you know the difference in what I have to do in snapping?
No, tell me. I want to hear it.
There isn't one.
Nothing.
So from your perspective, it's the same. But the kicker's going to be. But the kicker's going to be different if it's going to be 45 or 54 yards, right?
That's Robbie's problem to deal with, baby.
Laces out, Mitch.
You're insane. You're insane. Tabor, thank you, brother.
Appreciate you guys.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.